escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, let's take a second and look at your ears if you can.
I'll need a mirror.
Yes, you will need a mirror for this.
I look to the side. Thank you.
You know, that's the least likely feature for women to get complimented on as far as anything around their face.
And it's weird because we put diamonds and stuff all up and down to make them pretty, and nobody says a word.
About your earlobes.
Well, it doesn't make them pretty. It's just they're pretty things on your weird-looking cauliflower ears.
That was not a compliment, Tom.
No.
You know, I've never heard anyone give a compliment about ears, but yet they'll call somebody out like, look at those big ears. Elephant ears.
They're judgmental about the ears, but never saying, hey, you got nice ears.
I think the best you could hope for is to either be neutral or bad, but I don't think that people ever go, wow, you have beautiful ears.
Imagine someone telling you, you are so beautiful, and I love your eyes and your smile and this, and then back is like, you got nice ears, kid. Like, that just doesn't even fit.
Yeah, that's not like someone's had beautiful eyes. That's a compliment. Uh-huh. But to tell them they have beautiful ears, you'd probably be like, what?
Yeah, look at them lobes.
You don't see that in a Hallmark card, do you?
I love how your lobes don't connect to your neck. They just dangle. Kato, yours connect.
I connect, yeah.
Yeah, well, and you know what? They say make sure to examine someone's ears before you get in a fight with them, too. Because here's another thing that's kind of weird, because sometimes they're not asymmetrical.
They're like, what?
Well, the ears are not like the same.
They're not symmetrical.
Sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Researchers found that women and men with asymmetrical extremities, like ears, fingers, feet, anything else that's bigger than the other, lopsided, they are more likely to react aggressively when they are annoyed or provoked.
I thought you were going to say watch for cauliflower ears, because that's when the boxers, they have the ears that got all swolled up and look like cauliflowers.
Yeah, I had a friend who had that.
Yeah, you don't mess with someone who has those.
No.
They know how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to look at their ears, though, if you're going to get in a fight, because if they're not like, is that lopsided?
That's what I was agreeing with you, but there's...
Is it like one's bigger than the other? Or it's not like...
Asymmetrical just means they're not the same as each other.
Okay.
So it could be taller, lower. It could be fatter on one side, just as long as they're not the same.
What about eyebrows?
Okay, you're shaving those and...
Not shaving them.
You're sculpting them. Doing
I'm drawing them in, but they're uneven.
If you draw them uneven...
I'm like real shocked on one side.
I think it just means you're just a bad artist.
You know what? You need that connect a dot. One dot on each side. And connect it. And then they say, this is kind of interesting as well, they were talking about people with a diagonal crease in their earlobes are far more likely to have coronary artery disease. So
what?
I've heard like Tom's.
Huh?
No, I did.
It's diagonal. See, Tom's, if you look at Tom's ear right there, it's like diagonal.
I don't think you're talking about the right thing.
You know what? Some days mine does have that, but then some days it doesn't. So I don't think I believe that.
Okay, you do got just a tiny little crease.
I don't see a crease.
Just part right here, if there's a little crease in your earlobe.
Like your earlobe,
so under the little like hard part, the cartilage. We'll at the lobe? You, is that what you mean?
No, this is the lobe.
Move your ear back. We can't see if you have headphones on.
Well, now I can't hear y'all. Nobody else got
She's
that joke.
Joking.
Oh yeah, you definitely got him. Oh, I'm
sorry. Wait, I've got what? Do I need Botox?
911.
Stop.
No, you're good. You don't have them.
Now y'all have given me. I'm gonna go put more earrings in so that it looks cute. Leave me alone.
It looks nice. Yeah, you got nice earrings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually remembered them today because I knew you'd be making fun of me.
Well,
it was like a sixth sense.
He didn't say nice ears though. You got nice earrings.
Well, no, I didn't say you had bad ears. I just was complimenting your earrings.
Great, another complex.
Why don't you just go ahead and trip somebody out this morning? Just, you know, go to work today and compliment their ears because I'll guarantee you they've never heard that one before.
No, probably you're going to HR.
Yeah, but is that really a harassment?
No.
You have nice ears. Now, if you say, I'd like to nibble on them, that'll
be
Oh, my
gosh.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So we have an awkward situation that I wasn't going to talk about, but I just got to thinking I can't be the only person to have been in this situation before. So I'm going to go ahead and share it with you right now. I'll just apologize to you up front, Tori.
Okay.
So what?
We were talking in the studio.
I'm anxious.
We ran the Limu Emu commercial, the Doug and Limu Emu Liberty Mutual.
Yeah, and Doug.
So I was like, you know, Saturday Night Live has the funniest skit about that.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, Tori, let me send it to you because she's never seen it.
Okay.
So I send her this. It's about 2 minutes long.
Oh, here we go.
And it's this skit about Limu, and he's a drug dealer, and it's stupid, but it's really funny. Trust me.
No.
But it's 2 minutes long. So she's like, oh, I just love this other skit that they do on Saturday Night Live. And I don't know, Pedro Pascal.
He's the Mandalorian guy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So she says, let me send you one of those. So she sends it to me.
Yeah.
And I start watching it. And I'm like, it's going to get funny. I know it.
Oh, just, yeah.
So I'm 3.5 minutes in.
Yeah.
And we're running out of time because the song's ended.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you know, I only sent her 2 minutes.
Yeah.
If she didn't like it, she only had to watch 2 minutes of something she didn't like. I've already watched 3.5 minutes and I got 2.5 left to go.
This is hysterical. It's the one where he is the mom and so the son brings home the daughter and they're like talking about her in a different language and she doesn't know what's going on and she dumps out the cookie tin.
That was funny.
There's a lot of funny stuff.
It is really long is all.
But when you do have to say this, Tori, it's like it's almost over.
That did kind of,
well,
that's what I realized. Maybe I am suffering here.
I thought it was funny. Whatever.
It's not that it's not funny. It's long.
You're not the only one that's been through this.
I bet.
Yeah, it's because you send a lot of videos. I mean, but people have a different sense of
humor.
They
do. Yeah.
Because I'll have friends send me a video and I'm watching it going, all right, it's cute, but then I'll send them some, and they're like, oh, that's funny.
Well, I think something you need to be courteous about is the how long is that
is
video?
Definitely.
Because if it's like a short 20-second video that you see on a reel or something you send a friend, I don't feel guilty about that.
Right.
But if it's like a long one, I'm like, it better be good.
You know what? This is the darn cell phone's fault and reels and everything else. Your attention span is too short. I was trying to help you, Tom.
I made it 3 minutes into this thing, and I'm like, golly.
It's funny.
I'm running out of time.
I'll be honest, you made it probably further than I would have went.
Yeah.
I'm with you. If you don't send me something short, I'm probably not going to watch the entire thing.
I was trying to be nice. I was like, I was excited at first. I'm like, this is going to probably be funny.
Uh-huh. And how'd that niceness go?
Well, it was good up until like the 3 minute and 30 mark.
Honestly, though, that Limu one you watched, I didn't think it was funny.
No.
Oh, burn.
Yeah, but at least I only wasted 2 minutes of your time. I think there's a time limit on how long your sense of humor can be different than someone else's.
Yeah.
Well,
I watch reels of Matt Rife.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
His Netflix came out a while back. 30 minutes in, I'm like, I can't continue. I went further than because he was not funny in the Netflix special.
That was the best nap I ever got, though. I fell asleep about 30 minutes in.
I think time is a lot to do with it.
I agree.
I think, like you said, you find him funny in reels, but you don't find him funny in a big dose.
And it's not even the videos. It's even social media or like posts on Facebook where people put this whole long article about, I don't know, it could be about anything, their family or whatever. And I'm like, I'm reading one paragraph.
On that note, let's wrap up right now. Oh, make sure we're funny.
I was still enjoying this.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Crank call time.
Yay.
Time to get revenge on the telemarketers. You know, it's my job to annoy telemarketers because they are always annoying you. And I was so annoying on this crank call that I got on my own nerves.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's a new record.
I just kept interrupting the person with one word. Sir. This is what happened.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my name is... And I'm calling on behalf of Chase Bank. All right?
Yeah.
Great to have you online, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How you doing?
That's great, sir.
Good.
The reason why I'm giving you a call, because you have been pre-approved for a new Chase Platinum MasterCard, which comes to you without any interest.
Sir? Up to- sir?
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
You have been pre-approved for a new Chase Platinum MasterCard.
Sir?
Comes to you. Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Yes. You have been pre-approved for a new Chase Platinum MasterCard, which comes to you without any...
Sir? Interest. Hello?
Yes, sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
For long, up to 15 months, on all your purchases, balance transfers, and convenience checks. And there is no annual fee.
Sir?
No processing fee.
Sir?
No additional charges.
Sir?
And you get a generous credit line up to $100,000.
Sir?
Yes, sir. So, in order to process your acceptance certificate, I just need to ask you some quick questions, all right?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Since we are completing this acceptance certificate over the phone, I do like to have your permission to record our conversation so that there are no errors on my part, okay?
That'll be fine if you don't mind me recording you.
Oh, that's okay, sir. You can go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good.
All right. So I want to confirm that you are interested in applying for Chase Platinum MasterCard, which has 0%.
Sir?
0% fixed introductory APR.
Sir?
For 15 billing cycles.
Sir?
8.99 fixed APR. Thereafter,
excuse me, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. 8.99 fixed APR. Thereafter, worldwide toll free.
Sir.
Auto rental insurance.
Sir.
Emergency card replacement.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Zero liability for unauthorized purchases.
Sir.
Travel accident insurance. Travel and emergency assistance.
It's just, sir.
All right, and there is no annual fee, no processing fee.
Sir?
No,
sir?
All right, and there is no annual fee.
Sir?
No processing
sir?
Fee.
Sir?
All right, sir. You got it?
I just don't think I'm interested.
So you get a generous credit line up to $100,000.
Sir?
You are getting
sir?
A generous...
Sir?
You're getting a generous credit line up to $100,000, all right?
Sir? Sir? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, sir.
Sir?
Yes, sir, you got it?
Sir?
You got the offer, right?
Sir?
All right, in case you have any questions, please call 1-800-
Sir?
955-9296.
Sir?
I think you're right. You even annoyed me.
No, I annoyed myself on that one. I need to count how many sirs I said during that crank call.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
One thing you can guarantee we're going to talk about here on the Hawk and Tom Show is eating. Food and eating's big for us.
Yep.
But I want to see if you are normal when it comes to eating out.
When all it comes right.
To eating out, because they did a huge survey and asked a lot of people about their eating out habits. So 85% of people will pick a booth over a standard table.
I agree. Okay. I feel like you have more room at a booth. The table's longer.
Okay, but sometimes that table scrunches up and you can't move your seat back.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
I'm talking about the table space.
Oh, okay.
It's a rectangle. It's longer. It just got more space on it.
I'm hungry. I don't care. Sit me wherever. I just want to eat.
I got a buddy of mine. He's a little bit bigger guy. I mean, you know, bigger in all ways, like, you know, 6 foot something. He's just a big guy. He's like, I'll take the table. because he's got to have that chair.
Yeah.
Because he can't squeeze in the booth.
I'll give you a pro tip on the booths. A lot of them move. The table will slide or the booth will slide. More than likely the table. So you can, like, it's, we went to Olympian Grill and my wife was a little scrunched. So I just pulled the table towards me and just slid a little bit.
And if you move the seat though with your feet, those people's eyes get real wide in the back going, where's my seat going? and also you got those circular, fancy, romantic booths.
Those are horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not romantic, and they're very annoying, because if you sit in the middle, you're not going out to pee very easily.
See, and that's the thing, because I went with like six people, and they set us in that big circle booth, and I'm like, I'll get in the middle, but just FYI.
I'm going to crawl under the table if I have to go pee-pee.
All over it. I'll crawl over the food.
All right, 71% would rather sit inside than outside if they are in a booth.
I don't want to eat outside almost ever. I don't want to deal with the bugs. I want the air conditioning.
Talk about the booth.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant indoors or outdoors.
Yeah.
Because you said inside.
Inside. When you,
I don't, it doesn't matter to
you're
me.
You're safe, though. You're kind of safe because that person's out there protecting you from the world and all the craziness that's out in the restaurant. So 63% order pretty much the exact same thing every time they go to a restaurant.
That's because if you order something different, you're like, dang, this isn't as good as what I would have ordered. I should have ordered that.
You always regret that. It's like you try something new and you go out there and you do regret it.
Well, the other thing, if you don't go out and eat a lot, then you're like, I don't have the opportunity to get what I really love all the time.
Yeah, true.
So I'm going to keep getting the same thing over and over and over.
Uh-huh. I'll switch it up a lot of times. I get tired of the same thing. And not always. Sometimes you're right. It's like, shit, I did that.
Uh-huh.
But then sometimes you're like, wow, that is better than what I normally get.
31% of us have never eaten at a restaurant alone. And I'm like, with cell phones now, you see more and more of that. I eat it alone a lot. I go to a concert by myself.
I beg of you. I see you eat. The way you eat, you can't help but.
Yeah, people don't want to eat around me.
That's pretty wild. Going to a concert alone seems very lonely.
Yeah, man, you know, you
come here.
Yeah, put your head on mama's shoulder. I've done it a couple times.
Yeah, for the longest, I would not eat alone in a restaurant. And then it's just,
I think phones, like he says, that you don't feel like you're a loser because you're like busy doing something.
Yeah, or, you know, you just sit up at the bar with all the other single people.
Yeah, but you get mayonnaise on your screen because you're eating that sandwich.
If you're flying somewhere, it's so nice to just sit at the bar by yourself with like a book and you get all the food and drinks you want and it's just peaceful. I love that.
Okay.
Oh, but the book part.
We were talking about this the other day. 35% of us don't wait for everyone else's food to come out before they start eating. We had a big, long discussion about that.
Yeah, I'll try to be tactful about it, but I ain't waiting if someone else's order is taking a long time.
And we did agree that person should tell everybody at the table, hey, go ahead and eat.
Yeah, I mean.
To tell them, like, if they're waiting on their food, their steak or whatever, like, hey, we'll have yours out in just a second. You tell everybody else, hey, go ahead and eat.
Well, we've already come up with that rule. If it's they're eating something cold, they should wait. But if it's something that is hot, then they can go ahead and eat.
My rule is like that, except it includes the cold stuff, too.
Now, this is what surprised me. 58% of people like it when the staff sings happy birthday.
Wow.
But 38% only like it if it isn't their birthday. So that does kind of make sense in some ways.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I would think it would be a lot lower that likes it.
Even if it's somebody else's birthday, I don't like the birthday thing.
Yeah. It depends. You know, some restaurants are like, happy birthday to you. Yeah. Like the servers are just over singing and they got tables and they're rushing around and they have to stop.
And it's like they don't want to be there at your birthday party.
Yeah. But I was at a Mexican restaurant in Powdersville. Can't remember the name of it now. But they came out with the noisemakers, you know, the sombrero,
yeah.
And they're all getting into it. And I turned around and sing with them.
Yeah.
It wasn't even my birthday.
Are you clapping?
Yes. It was make it fun.
No. Yeah. And that's the thing, though. You got 10 other tables. Everybody's needy as heck. And now you got to stop to sing to somebody else's table. I get why the servers are like, happy birthday to you. Let's go.
Yeah. Because my tip's not going to be as good if I don't get over there and fill up their tea.
Yeah.
Well, and that's when the customers should have some consideration. Like, hey, somebody's enjoying their day. Let them enjoy their day. You're going to be a little bit longer getting your drink.
You have a crappy attitude.
You're making a sad birthday, not a happy birthday.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Breaking up is hard to do, especially if you're the one getting broken up with, but it's still hard when you're doing it too. It's just very awkward. I had a girl who one time I broke up with her and she says, "What did I do wrong?" I was like, "I don't have an answer for that. I just don't feel like it's working out, you know? I wanted to spend more time with my friends." I was in middle school, but I felt like a heel because of that. But there are a lot of different reasons people will break up with someone. And I found an interesting article that discussed some of the things that they had broken up over that were kind of petty. For example, one girl got mad that he never looked at her Instagram stories, so she broke up with him.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, "I don't even use Instagram. It wasn't that I didn't ignore her stories. I just didn't get on the app that much."
Yeah, there's some people that are all into the social media stuff, and then some people that don't like it, but you know, they'll send you something, you want at least take a look at it.
Up to a point, and then you get a ton of them, and you're like, all right.
Because you go home, did you see that video I sent you?
Yeah, that's my love language. Watch these 34 reels.
I do try. When my wife sends me one, I try to watch it, and that way I can have like that little conversation later. "Oh, did you see that reel? Oh, yeah, it was funny," and blah, blah, blah. But this was her own Instas. Like, she was apparently posting them.
Well, it's her stories, so he didn't click on her stories. It's not that she sent them to him.
Okay, exactly. So he wasn't looking at her little stories, which I'm like, I'm not going to look at those either. That sounds boring.
Yeah.
Like, send me something funny, I'm going to watch it. But send me something that you did that was boring, and I don't have a lot of time for those.
Didn't Tori send you something funny?
Stop.
We already discussed that.
You guys are not nice.
A guy broke up with a girl because he said she had this silly, oversized beret that she would wear. And I thought it was an occasional fashion choice, but it turned out it was part of her identity, and she wore it all the time. Mm-hmm. That's a lot, though, to break up with someone just because they wear a beret. But I kind of almost understand it, too.
Well, was she like a mime? Was that her, a mime? You know, they got the berets, and they got the striped black and white shirts.
One girl broke up with a guy because he had his last name tattooed across his back. I think there's, worse tattoos that you could have.
Yeah. It's like a permanent jersey.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't seem that bad to me. It's not something you'd be like, "Oh, I'm really proud of him. I tell everyone he's got his name tattooed on his back," but I wouldn't cause you to break up with someone.
But still, you're holding hands with that guy and he's walking out at the beach or something. It's got his name on the back of it.
It's like she said, permanent jersey.
I'd break up over the beret before this.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Someone broke up because the person chewed too loud.
I could understand that.
I understand that too.
Yeah. I wouldn't even have made it to the marriage or, you know, the second date, I should say.
Or have you been out with somebody that smacks? And
yeah.
And it's not gum. It's like they are eating whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's as worse as crunching.
Tori just made fun of me drinking water.
Oh my gosh, it was so loud.
You were gulping.
He sounded dehydrated. Like a horse at the trough.
Well,
he was
you're rehydrated now.
He's like, gulp, 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 gulp.
I need to get it down.
And then he goes,
That's how I used to drink my Cokes before I caught diabetes.
That's how my four-month-old drinks.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad we're not dating.
She'd have to break up with you. Yep. All right. Someone broke up because the person littered.
Yeah, that would be reason.
That does seem like you just basically think they don't have any care for other people or anyone but themselves.
If they're littering and don't have care for other people, they don't have care for you either.
And you can imagine what their house looks like. Are they just throwing trash anywhere?
No, their house is clean because their trash is everywhere.
Your neighbor's yard is looking bad.
True.
They ruined the ending of a TV show for me.
Oh.
I mean, that's extreme.
Sure. It's iffy, though.
Yeah. All right. He always peed on my toilet and all around it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can explain that.
Well, you can also clean up after yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true, Cato, especially if you keep some of those Lysol wipes right there. And then finally, this one person got broke up with because he farted all the time.
That would be almost a good reason, too.
And she said her mom had told her that it was disgusting, and she didn't think it was that bad until she realized how much it was.
Well, I told you about that first date I had where he just kept letting them go, and I was trying to not say anything. My gosh, some of them were so bad, my eyes were watering.
Oh, no.
It's all, you know, they got those guys working out. They drink those protein shakes and stuff. And a lot of fiber in their diet.
That's exactly what he said. He's like, sorry, protein shakes. I'm like, get on something else.
Leave it at the gym, buddy.
But how do you think that you're attractive if you are constantly polluting the air that you have to breathe?
It was so bad. I was like, did you order Brussels sprouts?
Tori.
Sorry.
I like Brussels sprouts. Don't ruin it for me.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you know the meme.
Well, they say there are a couple of valid reasons to break up with someone in all this. If they only buy one version of each Taylor Swift album, that's a good reason to break up with someone. If they don't notice your new haircut, if they squeak when they sneeze, or if they play the ukulele, those are valid reasons.
I don't know about the ukulele. That'd be fun. Have a little band.
Really?
Have a little late night singing session.
Like tiny guitar.
Sort of, kind of. But anyway, I think the worst one then is the farting. That's the one you should worry about the most.
Well, that meme says, you know what? You don't have my heart until you...
Oh.
Yeah.
Until you what?
Hear them.
It rhymes with heart.
I was going to tell her. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.